Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
A great show, because we got a great show for y'all today. And before we begin, let's say what's up to our LA crew. What's happening, y'all?
Hey, everybody.
Okay, now Portia and Gary are out, but we have the one, the only, Ricky Smiley. Yeah, man. And we have my sister, singer and actress, LaToya Luckey. Yeah. Well, later, y'all, Andrew Freund sits down with the one and only Dolly Parton, and Kanye West isn't the only celebrity looking to run in 2024. But first, Frank, what you got cooking, boy?
Well, walking down memory lane, Robin Crawford, we talked about her a couple times. She is the friend and alleged lover of Whitney Houston.
Right, yes.
Yes, well, she appeared on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith, and while she was explaining how, you know, the complicated relationship her and Whitney had, it reminded Jada about her complicated relationship she had with Tupac back in the day. So take a look.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Him feeling like, you're the only stability I got. I can't afford for you to put that attention elsewhere. I need that stability. So for him, it was, we were an anchor for each other.
Oh, yeah.
So anytime he felt like that anchor was threatened, oh, my God.
That's a good point, because people will think, oh, she was jealous, or that's jealousy. No.
No.
It is possessive.
Yeah.
And protective. Protective.
So wait, is she saying that they were more like, it was almost like a protector brother sister relationship? Like, they were never together, but anytime somebody new would come into the picture, it's like, I'm coming off as jealous, but I'm just protecting you to make sure he's a good guy.
Yeah, I guess when Will Smith came into Jada's life, I mean, the original title of the song was Tupac, Just an Understand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Relationship. And, he had changed parents later, you know, because at the time he didn't understand.
Right. The timeline is off. That was way.
I know. We can't go by timeline. It ruins it.
Now, I know that, you know, Jada said that nothing ever got serious between her and Pac. They was just friends and homies. But, like,
y'all believe that?
I don't.
It's possible.
Anytime you take the picture where you're holding one leg and it's kind of like a semi-straddle, that means you're sexually comfortable with people.
You can't tell me from that picture they didn't at least kiss. That's one of those things where we are kissed.
So how was this with Jada bringing that up, saying a complicated relationship? Like, he was jealous, but we never had a sexual relationship. Mm. Wouldn't you bring it up to go, yeah, we kind of did too, but we stopped?
Well, she calls it complex. I think that's how you can talk around. It's like, oh, wait, you know, it was complex.
Is it kind of like that time you bit in the back of that limo once?
I don't have any memory of that. Oh, did that happen?
I'm totally kidding. That was for LaToya.
It was not.
California Congressman Eric Swalwell became the butt of everybody's joke during Monday's episode of MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews. Check it out.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
No.
And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans.
The muscles didn't give out. He didn't know that was going to be that loud.
Pair dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
I have seen so many, but I watch that show. I watch Chris Matthews Hardball every single day. Mm-hmm. I have seen so many bloopers on that show. at least twice a month, Chris Matthews drools on himself because he don't have any lips. Wow. And he's getting ready to go to commercials, and he's targeting, and he just drools on himself. I wait for it.
So after the clip went viral, the politician denied it, and Hardball even put out a tweet pinning the blame of the fart sound on their personalized mugs. Now, here's what they said. Sorry to disappoint the conspiracy theorists, but the Hardball mug scraping across the desk. Get yours today, and let's get back to the news.
I was like, is this ass mic'd?
This is close.
That was very loud.
That was right. loud. Was
Here's like, how you know it's loud. Not a mug. You notice what he's when he's talking, and all of a sudden he can. We can all feel pause when it's going to happen. And he pauses. He goes, an election.
But why would you pause in the middle of moving a mug? Like I've been talking about this around all day.
He paused.
And I didn't see him move anything. His body didn't move at all.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna mic this mug real quick and see if I can replicate the sound. Here we go. I'm gonna put it to the mic. Here we go.
Silence.
Nope. Didn't work.
Nothing.
He pooted.
I'd have been like, I just farted.
That was no scooting. He pooted.
If the mug don't scoot, you must poop.
Come on.
That made a little sharp.
We are moving on. Well, Jerry O'Connell fears his wife, Rebecca Romaine, will leave him and find better. Yeah, he told reporters he doesn't argue with his wife because he worries she will leave him and do better.
He's Sherry.
Yeah, he told reporters, I'm shocked every day that I have Rebecca as my wife. It's why Rebecca wins every fight. When I do get an aggressive emotion or feeling and I think that I can win, I think to myself, you know, Rebecca shouldn't be with me. Rebecca should be with someone way higher up in the chain. So I just take it and I take the loss.
You know what? Wow. You know what? Here's who's talking. It's not grown, good looking, in shape Jerry O'Connell. This is fat.
Right.
Stand by me, Jerry O'Connell. And once you're a fat kid, you always are a fat kid on the inside. And so he still sees himself as like, I can't believe I got Rebecca Romaine. I mean, geez. But he's not that
she
guy.
She should be with somebody like Corey Feldman.
I think that he's coming from that place because once you are that as a kid, you're always.
No. But, yo, he's seriously insecure, yo. That's like an insecure guy just talking because I never let my lady win fights. Hell no.
And my husband never lets me.
No?
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he could be argumentative, but he lets me win at the end, but it takes him about 2 days to realize I was right. And then he is frustrated that I was right.
That's the way
he literally was like, why are you always right? I don't understand it. I was like,
and then you say, why do you always have to fight? Why can't you just be like, no problem, babe, or yeah, babe, that's cool. Like, why the fight easy?
Sometimes we fight just so we can make it.
That's right, Frank. That's what I do. I'm like, yo, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say those mean things. I love you. Oh, come here, girl. Come here.
All right, well, when you think of iconic movies, you, of course, think Titanic. And when you think of a music from one of those movies, it is My Heart Will Go On. But what if I told you that Celine Dion almost didn't record that song?
What?
I know. Yo. She explained on Andy Cohen, Watch What Happens Live, and you should take a look.
There's one song that I didn't want to record.
Which was what?
And I'm glad that they didn't listen to me.
Which was?
My Heart Will Go On.
No.
It is true.
Why didn't you want to record it?
It didn't appeal to me. I was probably very tired that day.
Wow.
My husband said, let's hold on.
Yes.
Talk to the writer, and he says, let's try to make it like a little demo. And I sang the song.
Wow.
So the demo is the actual recording.
Wow.
After that, I've sang it about 3 gazillion times.
Yes, of course.
What?
They released the demo, y'all.
Wow. Yeah, demoed out.
So if Celine didn't do the song, who could you see doing that song for Titanic?
Nobody.
Mariah Carey would kill that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, something
about Celine. We love Mariah, but Celine took this song home.
Absolutely.
Yes. We all stand at the bow of Ricky's boat and reenact that.
All
we literally do it.
Yes.
So when you guys are doing that on Ricky's boat, is Brat the old lady who drops the jewel?
Yeah, Brat, which one?
It's been 85 years.
That's right. Let me. I do like this.
Wow, but just imagine that, man. That was like in one take, and she just kind of played with it. But she murdered it.
So
the song is iconic as the movie. Like, just imagine if that was like Rick James's Cold Blooded playing at the end of the Titanic instead of that.
But I think you're just saying that because the movie was so successful that just is part of the movie and it's a success. I think anybody could do that. I think Kenny G could play the saxophone. You'd be like, oh, Kenny G killed it.
Right. LaToya, you're a singer.
I could take my try, but I'm going to tell you what, it ain't going to be Celine's version.
Okay.
Mine gonna sound like the demo for real.
Up next, Kanye isn't the only rapper who wants to run for president. Find out who else wants to be president in 2024 after the break. Dish
Nation. How do you feel when someone gives you a card or gift that isn't just bought off the shelf? I personally love a more meaningful gift. Whatever reaction you're looking for this holiday, you can spread more joy with custom holiday cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. No matter where you'll be during your time off, nothing says happy holidays like custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And guess what? It doesn't take any time at all. Pick a shape, pick your favorite picture, and pick how many you'll need. So what are you waiting on? Vistaprint has hundreds of cards, designs from timeless classics to fun new trends. And you can also upload your favorite photos right from your phone and save on mugs, canvases, and other photo gifts. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right, either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. So this season, make life more merry at Vistaprint.com with up to 50% off all holiday cards and photo calendars, plus great deals on photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter the promo code DISH50. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code DISH50. Off expires January 5th.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, yo.
Okay, you guys, so it's time to get political. So rapper Akon is ready to throw in his hat in the ring as a candidate in the 2024 presidential elections. Yeah, man, and he isn't afraid to run against presidential hopeful Christian genius billionaire Kanye West. Akon recently appeared on The Real, and here's what he had to say. Check it out.
I know what the issues are, and as a person, as an immigrant, as a black man, I kind of know or feel like I know that I can take the country and move it forward, right? I really believe so.
Kanye said he might run for president in 2024. You think you could beat Kanye?
I honestly need him to run.
Really?
I want him to run.
Why you
honestly
say that?
It's great for the culture. Now, whether or not you think he's fit is another thing. That's why you got me as an other choice.
Okay, so what y'all think? Would Akon make a good president?
I think Akon would make a great president. Millions of people in Africa have water and electricity because of Akon and the things that he's been doing in the community.
I would feel like the president would need to be a little more seasoned.
That might be the problem with everybody that's ever ran. They've been so old and out of touch with what people are really dealing with and what they need. But if you want to go older, if I was to run with anybody, I would run with Betty White because she has about 100 years worth of fans.
I would go for Sam Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
Oh,
man, that would be bleep, bleep, bleep.
We blew them up. That's what we did.
I'm really scared to speak on this one because it's next story because it's guaranteed to make the ladies mad.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. It's been talking about Harriet Tubman being placed on the $20 bill. Now, some people aren't thrilled about a black woman being on our money, including Judge Joe Brown. And listen to what he had to say in a recent interview on No Shade Radio show hosted by Valerie Denise Jones. Lord, I'm scared.
These feminists are trying to do this movie so they can get a black woman put on a $20 bill. This movie is to soften the public up to the idea of taking a black woman who frees slaves by leading them to freedom. They can't get a white woman, so they want a black woman. They don't care. They just want a woman, and it downs masculinity.
Now, if you was Judge Joe Brown, what would you say?
Well, I would not have said that. Right. I think that there is a place for a woman to be on money or whatever, especially when we're in the club taking money, throwing the money at women. Why can't they be on there?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I like where you're going with that.
Right. Yeah. You had Sacagawea.
Men have no problem doing, you know, that. Right. But the thought of us being on the face of a $20 bill is an issue.
Sounds like something an insecure guy would say.
It's okay to have her on the penny, though.
Right. Like, you will not rob me of my opportunity to say you owe me a Dubman, okay? I need the Harriet Tubman to come out, because if it's going to be a 20, you owe me a Dubman.
All right, you guys, you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Do you smell that? That's right. It's the Earth Vibes Ultrasonic Essential Oil Diffuser. This beautiful healing device helps alleviate stress and will take your relaxation to the next level.
You know what's crazy? I've really been praying for something that'll help me, you know, with y'all stressing me out because, you know, y'all really stress me out a lot, so.
I know you ain't talking about us stressing you out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway, with this diffuser, you can take it nice and slow for a gentle aroma or high for a more powerful aroma while it distributes essential oils throughout the room. Then you can choose between 7 interchangeable colors to heighten your experience. It also has a large tank that holds 200 milliliters of water and essential oils that provides 10 full hours of continuous mist, y'all.
Ooh. I just feel so relaxed. How much is this?
Well, LaToya, you're going to end up buying a bunch of these, honey, because usually it runs as high as $50. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$19. Oh, $19.
That's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, coming up after the break, Andrew Freund sits down with Dolly Parton, man, the one and only. And speaking of Andrew starting tomorrow, he's going to be in Mexico dishing with The Rock, Kevin Hart, and the rest of the cast of Jumanji, The Next Level. And we're going to have that in a couple weeks on the show. But make sure you follow at Dish Nation on Instagram to watch all the fun.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, in the heart of Dollywood, getting ready to talk to the icon, the legend, that is Miss Dolly Parton, all in celebration of her new Netflix series, Heartstrings.
Songs, they're just stories put to music. The songs that I've written, they're stories of my life. Every triumph, every struggle, every smile, every sorrow. It's the melody of my memories. It's the sound of my heartstrings.
How did you pick the certain songs for the series?
Well, first of all, I always wanted to do this. And Sam Haskell and I went to Netflix a couple of years ago and said, we have this idea to do movies based on stories of mine. So we just all decided we needed to pick songs that were completely different than each other, and then we use different directors, different writers, to where all the songs would be completely different, or the movies. So I think we accomplished that, and I really hope that our audience is going to love them all.
Do you think Jolene is misunderstood in any way?
Well, that's the reason. We tried to figure that one out. That was a hard one, to know how to write that one. And so finally we decided that we should show the inner workings of Jolene, why Jolene is what she was in the song, why she's always trying to steal people's men, people's husbands. We wanted people to see, you know, the true Jolene. And I think Julianne Hough pulled that off so well. She's so beautiful. She did so good.
Okay, now you've said that if you were born a man, you'd be a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, what would Dolly Parton's drag queen name be? It's your first pet and the first street you lived on.
Cracker Jack is one of the songs that's in, you know, one of the movies. That's one of the dogs that we had.
Yeah.
And I didn't live on a street. I lived on Route 9.
Okay.
Yeah. So would I be Carly B. Dart? Route 9?
Shouldn't it Route 9? Cracker Jack Route 9.
Okay.
Your friend Jane Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been in D.C., and she's been getting arrested because of climate change. But I want to know, is Dolly okay? Like, you've never been arrested, right?
I haven't been arrested so far. Let's hope I don't get arrested anytime soon. And hopefully it's for the right reasons if I do.
That's true. Then yeah. Who's going to arrest Dolly Parton? Come on.
Oh, Lord, you never know. If I could become that drag queen you said, or...
Let's talk about your biopic, because I know you've talked about Reese maybe playing you or Scarlett, but who is still on your list to play you in a biopic?
Well, that depends on when I get it done. Because
okay.
Some of them might be too old to do it, because you have to kind of go back and do, you know, you'd probably have to have a couple of different people, you know, the early days, and
yeah.
Then someone, you get someone that could play the middle part, and, you know, also...
Can I play Carl? Can I play
you? You can be Carl if
okay.
You want to be. You
yeah.
Need to grow about 2 feet,
because
he's very tall.
Dolly, what are you saying?
You can play me.
Okay.
You can play me. You
okay.
Can shave and put that on. We'd be just the right size.
So, okay, if you were going to transform me into a Dolly drag queen, what do I got to do?
You got to get some blue.
Okay.
You gotta get some little higher heels.
Okay.
All you need is a good fat wig and big boobs, and you'd be Dolly.
Fat wig and big boobs, and yep. I'll be Dolly Parton.
You'd be Dolly.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, I guess that's why they call it blow. A Florida man by the name of Joseph Zack is facing drug charges after he was pulled over by police and they found cocaine in his car. And get this, it get good right now, y'all, because according to reports, he tried to blame Mother Nature as the reason why the substance was found. Check it out.
A Florida man is blaming the weather for the drugs found in his car. Listen to this.
Okay.
Joseph Zack was pulled over for driving through a stop sign. Police in Fort Pierce found a bag with cocaine residue in it. Zack told them the wind might have blown it into his car. That is not why they call it blow.
That can happen, though.
Really?
That can happen, yeah. I got a cousin that's in jail right now, and they need to let him out because the wind blew 2 whole kilos.
That was a hurricane.
Right. Tornado.
That's what he's saying in court.
And
see, if you did, why they couldn't believe him. Thank you for supporting my cousin.
He should have lied and said he drive for Uber and a passenger left it in his car.
There's so many other excuses.
That always give you an alibi and an out.
I'd have been like, the Lord called on me to help this hitchhiker man, and I let him in, and I gave him a ride, and Lord, he must Jesus, he must have left that.
Hallelujah.
Lord, bless him, Lord. I didn't even know he was on drugs.
Here you go, officer. Take that with you.
Take that with you, Lord. I'm so against drugs.
Look what the wind blew in.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.